Good evening and welcome to the April 12, 2017 special board meeting of the Capistrano Unified School District. Time is 5:07. Before the board recesses to closed session, is there anyone who would like to speak to a closed session agenda item? We have a blue card, Kim Sprague.
So alone tonight. Nobody's here. I know that you guys are in negotiations, and I do respect that you have a lot of difficult decisions to make with a tight budget that's beyond your control. A couple things that I wanted you to keep into consideration as you do that. I've often thought it very odd. I've worked for state and county agencies, and it was always very strict that you could not do union duty on business time, and they were just very clear cut not to have that mix and conflict of interest. And I've always thought it was a little bit odd that people that contribute to campaigns, you then negotiate their salaries, and that you pay for release time and the union officers' salaries. It's just not sat well with me. So I did some looking around, and the Ed Code actually addresses this, and I could be wrong, not a legalese person, but I believe that paying for the release time and paying for the president's salary violates Ed Code. My understanding of your negotiations in the past have been that you pay that. If you're getting reimbursed, that's great. It doesn't look to me like you are. So I just wanted to cite this, and as you negotiate moving forward, to please consider this. In Ed Code 44987, and I'm just reading part of it, there's a lot of instruction on what you pay and don't pay and so forth, but it says, following school district's payment to the employee for the leave of absence, the school will be reimbursed by the employee organization within 10 days. So that does include the president's salary. And again, I don't know if you're getting reimbursed. From what I could tell, it didn't look like you are. So if you would just please look into that. I believe there are some court cases that have happened because of this. And my understanding is they not only went into compliance, but they were able to collect back several years. So, just a way, maybe for short of money, something to look at. I also would encourage you to look at, again, you know better what you need than I do, but it seems that it's a little bit excessive with the number of conferences that are being paid for, the number of attorneys that are being held on retainer, legal things, using outside consultants. I kind of liken it to, I'm not a decorative aesthetic person. I'd love to hire an interior decorator, but or I could just look at magazines and go to model homes and do it myself. And you have a lot of talented staff both in the district office and at the school sites. And I would ask you just to utilize what you have rather than paying for consultants. Finally, but not lastly, with 5 seconds, to please consider not cutting mental health and behavioral services. In light of all that's gone on this year in those areas, I just ask that that be considered to be spared. It's just too crucial to the kids and to the teachers that have to deal with those kind of situations. Thanks.
Thank you, Kim. Okay, the board will now recess to closed session to discuss item A, conference with legal counsel, existing litigation. Item B, conference with labor negotiators. We are now recessed at 5:11.
Trustee Pritchard?
Present.
Trustee Holloway?
Here.
Trustee Jones?
Here.
Trustee McNicholas?
Here. May I have please have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Moved by Gila.
Second.
Patricia. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say no. We've adopted the agenda. I'd like to report now out of closed session. Agenda item 3A, conference with legal counsel, existing litigation. Trustees, item one, trustees voted 6-0-1 to approve settlement of case 30-2016-0086-1206-CU-W in the amount of $36,000. Item two, trustees voted 6-0-1 to approve the staff recommendation for case number 30-2010-00336179. Conference item 3B, conference with labor negotiators. Trustees gave direction to staff. I'd like to note that Trustee Reardon was present for the closed session, but then had to leave. So that's why the votes were 6-0-1. Okay. We need to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm sorry. We should have done that first, huh? Okay. Quinn, would you like to lead our...
Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have oral communication? Do we have any blue cards for oral communication this evening?
No.
No. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Gila, second by Patricia to adjourn the special meeting at 7:50. We will adjourn to our, 6:50. We will adjourn to our workshop. Meet you down there.